When you talk about Krishna, what do we mean? Yes, Krishna is the universe, but Atha Vishvesh Vishvatman Vishvamurte Svakeshume. Atha Vishvesh, he is the Lord of the universe. He is also the soul of the universe. Vishvamurte, and he is also the form of the universe. So, there is a school of thought called pantheism. Pantheism means everything is God. But the Bhagavad Gita's understanding is something called panentheism. Panentheism means that everything is God, but God is beyond everything also. God has his self-existence beyond the universe. So rather than thinking of Krishna only in terms of a person, you know, we see an image, or we hear as a character in the temple or something like that, character in the Mahabharata or the Bhagavatam, we have to understand the definition of Krishna. And the scriptures define him as Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So the one from whom everything began. So in that sense, he's not the universe, he's the source of the universe. So everything begins from Krishna. And in that sense, he is not just a historical or mythological person, he is the absolute truth, who is the basis of all existence. Nikatasti vinayatsyan maya bhutam characharam. Yachapi sarvabhutana bijam tadam arjuna. 10.39 in the Gita, Krishna says that nothing can exist without me. He is the source of all existence and he is the basis of all existence. So the foundation of all existence, that absolute truth is Krishna. Okay?
Clear? One has to be on the spiritual path.